Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just be in me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, I'm Christian Sager, and this is Brain Stuff. You know when you reach inside the fridge and your loaf of bread has turned green and it's covered with white wisps of mold? Or when your tomatoes look like a deflated balloon and they have spores growing out the top? It's even worse when those spores start turning black and wrinkly and they bore into your food and spread out their fungal roots. Obviously, we're all disgusted by this kind of imagery, as if we've got some kind of natural revulsion to spoiled food, and we all scream, "That's gross and probably dangerous, do not put it in your mouth." Well, luckily we have refrigerators, which slow the growth of bacteria on our food. Freezers will do you one better by stopping bacteria completely by freezing them solid, but we can't freeze everything. Some foods, like lettuce, milk, or eggs, are less than appetizing after you freeze them. And imagine trying to thaw orange juice every morning. There's got to be some middle ground between freezing your food rock solid and leaving it out to rot. So, what's the best temperature to set the inside of your fridge at? Well, before I answer that, let's understand spoilage a little bit better. Basically, microscopic organisms are constantly feasting on our unattended food items. Spoilage bacteria are fast and inevitable. They're constantly consuming tiny portions of our food and then spreading their waste all over it. That's what makes rotten food smell foul and appear spoiled. And bacteria multiply, sometimes rapidly. As long as nutrition and water are present, bacteria be making babies. While there are many methods to detect bacteria, most take several hours, unless you've got an infrared light handy to trace their biochemical footprints. Even if you can find them, not all bacteria are necessarily bad. For instance, a certain degree of bacteria are necessary to prevent illness. Others are used by food manufacturers to enhance the taste or texture of their products. Bacteria in beer can control its calorie content. The holes in Swiss cheese occur when bacteria use lactic acid to produce bubbles of carbon dioxide gas that leave holes behind. And, of course, there's yogurt. That stuff has bacteria aplenty, containing probiotic enzymes that produce vitamins, enhance digestion, and aid our absorption of nutrients. But for the most part, visible bacteria and mold is a sign that food is not suitable to eat. Some can even be lethal, like Salmonella, E. coli, and Listeria. So, what's our best solution? Using our cold refrigerators to slow bacteria's growth without also freezing our food. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration recommends that you keep your refrigerator at or below 40 degrees Fahrenheit, or 4 degrees Celsius. Anything higher and the food will spoil too quickly. For the food that you can freeze, you'll want the temperature to be 0 degrees Fahrenheit, or negative 18 degrees Celsius. Check both of these periodically with a digital appliance thermometer. And you want another tip? Don't jam your fridge full of stuff. This prevents the proper air circulation needed and can hasten spoilage. In the freezer, however, feel free to fill her up. A full freezer actually cools more efficiently.
Check out the Brainstuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.